Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, bringing you the wisdom of years tinkering with everything from punch cards to Kubernetes.
And I'm Jamie, your go-to for translating that wisdom into human speak. Together, we're exploring the digital universe one episode at a time. Today's journey, Infrastructure as Code, or ISC, and why it's revolutionizing DevOps.
Ah, IAC, the magic wand of modern DevOps teams. Imagine building an entire cloud infrastructure with just a few lines of code instead of manually setting up servers. It's like composing music where every note is a piece of your network.
So instead of being the conductor waving around a baton, I'm scripting the symphony. But why is ISC such a game changer?
Before ISC, setting up infrastructure was like assembling IKEA furniture without instructions, frustrating and time-consuming. ISC introduces automation, consistency, and repeatability, ensuring your dev, staging, and prod environments are identical twins.
No more, "it works on my machine" excuses, huh? How does it work, though? Do you just say, "hey, computer, make me a server," and it appears?
Not quite, but close. With ISC, you use tools like Terraform, AWS CloudFormation, or Ansible to define your infrastructure and code files. These files are then used to automatically create or update your infrastructure.
Terraform and CloudFormation, that sounds like a wizard's spellbook. Are these the declarative types you mentioned?
Exactly. Declarative ISC, like Terraform, lets you define the desired state of your infrastructure. What you want, but not how to achieve it. The tool figures out the how for you. It's like saying, "I want a turkey sandwich," and the kitchen magically prepares it without you specifying the steps.
Convenient. But what about this imperative approach? Is it like giving the kitchen a step-by-step recipe?
Spot on, Jamie. Imperative IAC, such as using Ansible scripts, is more about defining the sequence of steps to achieve the desired state. It offers fine-grained control, but can be more complex to manage at scale.
Got it. So when would I choose one over the other?
Declarative is great for cloud infrastructure provisioning because of its simplicity and idempotency. You can run the same code multiple times without changing the result. Imperative shines for detailed configuration management, where you need to control the nitty-gritty.
Idempotency. That's a $5 word. It means no matter how many times I press the deploy button, I won't accidentally create a duplicate server farm?
Precisely. It's a safety net for when you get click-happy.
Let's talk real world. Any cool examples of ISC in action?
Oh, tons. Netflix uses declarative ISC to manage thousands of AWS resources. It's like conducting a global orchestra to deliver movies in milliseconds. Stripe and Airbnb also leverage ISC for scalable, secure infrastructure, proving its value across industries.
Impressive. But I bet there are pitfalls. What should our listeners watch out for?
Common issues include drift, where your actual infrastructure starts to deviate from your code, and overcomplexity, making your ISC hard to understand. Regularly testing and applying good documentation practices are key to avoiding these.
So it's not just set it and forget it. You need to keep an eye on your code and infrastructure to ensure they stay in harmony.
Exactly. And with the rise of GitOps and policy as code, managing and securing your ISC workflows is becoming more streamlined. Tools like GitHub Actions and HashiCorp Vault help automate deployments and manage secrets safely.
This feels like a whole new world of efficiency and security. Any final tips for our aspiring ISC maestros?
Start small and grow your understanding. Experiment with tools like Terraform on small projects. And remember, embracing ISC is not just about technology. It's a shift in culture, treating infrastructure with the same care as application code.
Wise words from the Wizard of ISC himself. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode on Infrastructure as Code Fundamentals. Huge thanks to Alex for the insights and to you, our listeners, for joining us on this techie adventure.
Thanks, Jamie, and thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech that's shaping our world. Until next time, keep coding your castles in the cloud.